Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys.
Wanted to chat today about how to prepare for your Oracle Cloud ERP implementation. Now, one phenomenon we see with a lot of organizations about to embark on their Oracle transformations is that they jump right in to the implementation without being ready for it. And we refer to this phenomenon as cliff diving. And what we mean by that is that people just jump right in without having a clear plan, without knowing where they're headed and what their blueprint is going into their transformation. And there's some significant risks with that approach, which, by the way, is typically suggested by system integrators, because if you think about it, Oracle and your system integrators in general are typically going to be motivated to get you to start your implementation right away, and probably before you're really ready, before you have your team mobilized, before you have a clear business blueprint for where you're headed, probably before you have a clear implementation plan and a team in place and your change management strategy and all that good stuff. And some of the risks we see are that you go into these projects without a clear operational direction. You're more likely to defer control of the project to your system integrator because you're not ready. You don't have the right resources in place. You don't exactly know what's coming and how to go about this type of transformation. And probably most importantly is that third box you see listed here, which is decisions start being made while the meter is running on your expensive consultants. And what we mean by that is you're trying to decide what you want to be when you grow up while the consultants are sitting around charging by the hour waiting for you to tell them what you want to be when you grow up so they can configure the software the way they need to. The other risk is that the technology drives your business rather than the other way around. And your business, at the end of the day, really should be driving this transformation, not the Oracle technology itself. You end up spending too much time and money on your project. Your project team and your employees, your executives, everyone's frustrated by the project. Oftentimes, it's too much for your business to absorb because you're not ready for the transformation. And arguably, most importantly, is you don't have internal ownership and buy-in. When you don't have the team mobilized, when you don't have the team educated, you don't have a clear business blueprint for what you want this transformation to be, a clear implementation strategy, you end up not owning it and you end up deferring to your system integrator. So those are some of the risks that we see with companies that have decided they're going to go down the path of Oracle ERP, but they aren't quite ready and they just jump right in to the transformation. So what we typically recommend is call an audible, take a time out, and get ready for your transformation. And that's what we'll talk about here in the next few minutes. So this is a sample Oracle Cloud ERP implementation readiness plan. It's one we've deployed with many customers that are implementing Oracle. We've also used this similar approach for companies that are implementing SAP's S/4HANA or Microsoft Dynamics 365 or any other sort of ERP or HCM transformation. And we do this in a technology agnostic way, and it's really important to view this from a technology agnostic perspective, because the idea here is how do we do what's best for our business rather than trying to cram as much Oracle technology down the organization's throat, more so than we need to. So the idea here is, again, being technology agnostic where we come from Third Stage, we don't really care how fast or slow you deploy Oracle or whether you even deploy Oracle at all, whether you deploy some other solution. So at the end of the day, we're all about trying to help figure out what's the best approach for you in guiding your Oracle transformation. So there's five major work streams here, and I'm going to unpack each of these here in the next few slides, but just to give you a quick visual on how it all ties together, you have strategic and executive alignment, which is where we want to make sure that we translate our corporate objectives and strategies into a clear Oracle transformation strategy that's very much aligned with where we're headed as an organization. Oftentimes what we see is organizations and project teams end up heading down a certain path that isn't necessarily aligned with where the company is headed. I'll give you a quick example. A lot of times at the corporate level, the strategy is that we want to standardize our operations or centralize our operations, maybe move to a shared services model in HR or finance or IT or whatever the department may be. But then when it comes to the project team implementing Oracle, and especially because the Oracle technology is so flexible, we end up deploying different versions of the software, different configurations to different parts of the business, and we end up perpetuating the exact problem that the corporation is trying to solve with standardizing operations, centralizing, moving to shared services model, or whatever the corporate strategy may be. So taking that time, which doesn't take a lot of time at all, to really translate your corporate objectives and strategies into an Oracle transformation strategy is critical. The next step is to look at operational readiness. And it's not necessarily a next sequential step, but it's the next work stream here that runs in parallel with strategic and executive alignment. And that's really where we define our business blueprint. What are our business processes going to be? Let's map out those future state processes. If we're going to centralize or standardize, let's define those standard common processes. And a common mistake here is to fall for the myth that we can just deploy Oracle and Oracle is going to provide these out-of-the-box best practices. They're going to allow us to define how we're going to operate. And that may be true at the really detailed transactional workflow level, but when we're talking strategic in terms of how in general is information and data and processes going to flow, what are organizational roles and responsibilities going to look like, all that stuff, we need to define that up front in a technology agnostic way so that when the Oracle consultants start, we can give them clear direction on what we want the system to do and how we want the processes to flow. And within that, you know, certain screens and buttons that we push, that certainly can be pre-configured. They can certainly provide direction on that, but it needs to fit within that overall business blueprint. And the other value of doing this operational readiness up front is we oftentimes find there's a significant number of process improvements we can start rolling out now. We don't necessarily need to wait for the Oracle technology to go live. We can start making a lot of these changes to our standard operating procedures and general business processes.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
And then when we look at the people readiness, that's really the organizational change side of things. How can we mobilize the change team, get a clear organizational change strategy in place? And a real meaty activity that needs to happen in this transformation readiness phase is the organizational and role design. So if we are going to move to standardized processes or a shared service model, let's figure out what our org design is going to be, how roles and responsibilities are going to look, so then when we start giving the system integrator direction on how we're going to implement the software, we've done that in the context of what new roles and responsibilities and workflows within those roles and responsibilities are going to look like. And then technical readiness is an important piece for building the competencies within your IT department to ensure that you own this project going forward and that you're really on even footing with your system integrator. We want to make sure that you're not deferring to your system integrator and ceding too much control simply because you don't know enough about Oracle or you don't know how to manage these types of projects. And it's understandable why you wouldn't know as much as a system integrator, and we're not suggesting that you're ever going to be as knowledgeable as an expert in Oracle implementations, but you certainly can take some significant steps in building more of an internal competency, a center of excellence, identifying how you want to upskill your IT department and starting to work on that now so that you're on that even footing during the transformation and that so you become more self-sustaining after the implementation. And then we also look at project governance and planning. And a good way to think about this is your system integrator is going to provide a certain workflow, technology, software configuration workflow. And they're going to be the technical lead. They're going to provide a project manager that manages that work stream. But that's just one work stream within an entire program. So it's up to you to own that program and look at the overall project governance, the overall deployment strategy. You can certainly take inputs from your proposed system integrator or the system integrator you might be considering. And that might be part of the plan, a significant part of the plan, but you've got a lot of other activities that need to happen on top of that. So it's up to you to define that PMO structure. And that's something that a role that we often play with our clients is providing that PMO structure and being an extension of our client's PMO and really providing that third-party oversight and management of the system integrator as well as the other activities within a overall transformation. So if you look at these individual work streams a little bit more detail one by one, the first one we talked about was strategic and executive alignment. This is where we start with some general executive training. We help begin to articulate the overall strategy. We look at the stakeholders that are involved in the project, what their level of alignment is, and where the misalignment is most importantly. And we start to work on how do we get alignment in a common direction and a common vision for where we're headed as an organization with this transformation. And then we start to look at executive and management communications, make sure that the executive and middle management team is on board before we get started with the project so that there's clear alignment and vision for where we head. And you can see what some of the key objectives are listed on the slide. I won't go through each of these one by one. And you can also see what the overall work stream looks like in terms of some of the key activities for each of the work streams here. Now, when we look at operational readiness, this is that business process piece that I talked about before. You know, we want to look at your operations readiness assessment, which is essentially looking at, you know, what are our current state processes? How well do we have a handle on our current state? Not that we want to spend much time or too much time on that because we know the processes are going to change, but we at least want to understand how good of a handle we have or how good of a starting point we have. And you may have already defined some of this as part of your software evaluation process or your decision to move to Oracle Cloud, or maybe you're already on EBS or an older version of Oracle and you're simply doing an upgrade. But either way, you want to look at, you know, how mature are our business processes now and how can we dive into some of our business processes in more detail to define what is it that we want it to look like going forward. Now, one thing I'll note is that when you're defining your future state business processes and your requirements that are aligned with those processes, as well as the process improvements we want to deploy, we want to make sure that we're doing this not in just the context of how to design the software and how to build the processes and the organizational design going forward, but also it serves as an input into requirements traceability, into your training plan, into your long-term documentation, your centers of excellence in terms of how we operate going forward. So there's a lot of downstream value in spending the time up front to do these activities. And again, you can see that some of the key objectives here are important. We want to make a lot of these decisions early in the process so that, again, we're not on the clock, so to speak, with a meter running with, you know, however big your team is. You might have 5, 10, 20, 50, 100 Oracle consultants that are billing by the hour, every day, every week that goes by, and we still haven't made a decision. You're still getting billed for that. So we want to make sure we minimize that type of effect, which is a huge reason why so many projects go over time and budget, is because companies aren't ready for their deployment. They spend too fast. They aren't efficient with the way they manage their system integrator. And they haven't made a lot of these key decisions that need to be made. So you can see what some of these key activities are within the work streams. These may or may not be things you've already done, but it is a framework that we found is extremely effective and successful in making sure that somehow we address these activities as part of the readiness plan. And then we get into implementation readiness, people readiness, which is the organizational change component of our implementation readiness plan. And this is where we look at what skills we have now and what we're going to need in the future. We start to assemble our change team. We put together our overall organizational change transformation communications plan. We design our organization, our future state organization and roles and responsibilities, and we start to implement some of those organizational design changes as well. So again, the idea here is that we get ahead of it. So we're leading with the business, we're leading with the organization. Technology is going to come up behind this foundation that we're building, this overall business blueprint that we're building. And just like you wouldn't build a house without a clear blueprint for your organization and your operations and some of the other things we've talked about here, you certainly don't want to start a implementation transformation, an Oracle transformation without having that blueprint, and unfortunately, a lot of organizations, if not most organizations, start with no blueprint. They just simply bring in the system integrator and have at it and start building stuff without a clear vision or direction. And then technical readiness. This is that piece where we build the internal competencies within our IT organization so that we can stand side by side with our system integrator as partners rather than just deferring too much to the system integrator. So part of this involves building the IT skills and competencies we need, but it's also partly looking at our physical infrastructure, understanding how is Oracle Cloud going to tie into other systems? Where's our data going to reside? How are we going to clean that data? How are we going to map it to the new system? All this stuff is stuff that typically system integrators don't do, or they're not good at doing. It's not in their sweet spot, or it's really expensive for them to do, and they don't necessarily need to be doing it. So we need to look at, real deliberately, how are we going to plan this overall physical infrastructure, the overall architecture of the data, and then how can we build an internal center of excellence so that we can start to train the team, get them up to speed on Oracle Cloud, get them up to speed on some of the tools that they'll need to know, and also making sure that that we hire where needed, we bring on additional team members where needed. We may need to augment our current team if we haven't been on Oracle before, if we don't have the right skill sets in-house, or we don't think we can develop it in-house. We may need to bring those resources on from the outside as part of our internal ramp-up of our team. And then finally, the project governance and planning. This is the final fifth component or work stream within that implementation readiness plan. This is where we build out the project governance, the charter, our decision-making processes. How do we decide, for example, when we're going to customize or if we're going to customize? What are our criteria for making those decisions? How do we make decisions around how our operations are going to change or how we're going to improve the processes? What's our overall implementation plan? How are we going to staff this? All that stuff needs to be defined early on. And again, strongly suggest you do it before you bring your system integrator on, because it gets real expensive if you have an army of consultants doing this for you when it's something that you can do with a very limited small team within your own organization. And this is something that we typically help facilitate with our clients to help them get to these answers so that, again, they own this process and they can manage the system integrator better and have better visibility and transparency into what the system integrator is doing. And just as importantly, it also ensures that we identify risks. And what we found is most Oracle system integrators are not very good at identifying risks in the work that they're doing. So it's almost like the fox guarding the hen house in that they aren't necessarily incentivized or motivated, nor do they want to identify the risks of the work they're doing or the deficiencies in what they're doing. And in many cases, it may not be deliberate. It may not be deliberate hiding of that of those risks. But oftentimes it's because they just don't see it because they're so far in the weeds of what they're doing. They don't see the risks the way they need to. So having a very good risk management mitigation approach and a mechanism to identify the canaries in the coal mine, so to speak, and identify the risks before they become a big problem is extremely important. So that's a overview of the transformation readiness process as it relates to Oracle implementations. And one thing I'll say is this whole process that we just defined can last anywhere from 3 to 6 months on average. It really depends on the size of your organization, the complexity of your organization, how much work you've already done. You may have already done some of the prep work, in which time it might be in the lower end or even below 3 months. But in general, we find for most mid-sized organizations or large organizations, it's going to take about 3 to 6 months to go through this process. But the time and money you spend here, you're going to save exponentially downstream. We've seen it so many times where you save so much time and money because, yeah, you're spending time on this transformation readiness. You're spending money on it, but it's at a much, much lower run rate and burn rate than if you had your entire army of system integrator consultants showing up. So you spend a little bit more time here up front. You spend a little bit of money doing it, but it gives you so much more clarity, more structure, more direction, clarity for your system integrator that you make that up in spades later on by more effective management of your system integrator and just a clearer direction and better alignment within your overall organization. So if you'd like to bounce around more ideas on how you might deploy this type of framework within your organization as it relates to your Oracle Cloud ERP transformation, feel free to reach out. I've included my contact information here. I'm also happy to share these slides with you. I'm happy to dive into the slides in more detail. We have other case studies and more detail behind what you see here. So feel free to reach out. You can reach me via cell phone, email that you see here. You can also follow me on Twitter, LinkedIn, or YouTube. And speaking of YouTube, if you're watching this on YouTube, I encourage you to please subscribe to the video and like it as well. That's extremely helpful. And I hope you found it helpful and look forward to chatting with you soon. Take care.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.